around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back, everyone, for hour two of America's number one travel radio show. It is just past 11 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, December 9th. That would make it just after 4 p.m. over in London, where Mary has family listening as we speak. And as I teased about 7 minutes ago at the end of hour one of the show, well, that is where we are headed for today's F-Block.
Indeed it is. We've been looking forward to reconnecting with our next guest. It's been a while, and although we keep adding new stations to our national network, if you're a longtime listener, you may recall Philippe Brown from previous experiences. Philippe is the founder of Brown & Hudson. That's a London-based luxury travel firm well-known in the industry for its creativity in curating highly personalized custom trips. With an eye on 2024 that starts in just 23 days, we've asked him back today to discuss what's new in luxury travel experiences. Let's welcome Philippe on the show hotline.
Greetings, Philippe. Nice to have you back aboard with us today.
It's so nice to be back. I really appreciate you taking the time. We've got some great news for you.
Well, this is great, and we're going to get right into that. So, you know, but before we get into some of the travel experiences that you're offering for 2024, since you are talking to well over a million show fans across the USA here, I'd love for you to share with everyone maybe an overview of your approach to travel and why you believe so strongly in custom bespoke trips, because, you know, for many, it's a once-in-a-lifetime situation, and for others that are more lucky, if you will, a few more times. So what say you?
Well, absolutely. Ever since the pandemic, people have had a renewed sense of how precious and valuable their time is. And frankly, I think the bucket list is gone. The new list is the now list. And everyone wants everything done in their way, and they'd like to do it right now. And so what we've always done, the bespoke approach, the highly customized approach, is even more relevant than ever. And we've taken that one step further to make the travel experience much more holistic. So from now on, every experience that we create is going to have a phase of anticipation when we plan things for people to do in their own town that help them build engagement and excitement about the place they're going to. Then obviously they're going to have a phenomenal trip designed around all their family's needs, motivations, and interests, whether they're one generation or another generation or another generation. And then the third part of this increasingly holistic approach to travel is the phase that we call anchoring. And so that's when you come home. Rather than diving straight back into work, it's how would I like to change as a result of this trip? What are the things I can do that are going to help me anchor those memories, make them more vivid, make them more durable, and so they're more than just photos on an iPhone or something like that. So we've converted that into a philosophy, and it's called the AAA philosophy. It's about anticipation, absorbing, and anchoring.
Okay. So, Philippe, we teased the IRS last hour. Is this part of the IRS is not a very popular term here in the United States. I'm thinking your version of the IRS is a lot more interesting. Is that what you're talking about, or is that something different?
Oh, no. The AAA is just how we treat all bespoke travel these days, before, during, and after. IRS,
yeah.
Totally revolutionary concept. It's basically for people who love planning their own travel. We have a lot of clients who plan their own travel and then just ask us for advice. And we thought, well, how can we help more people, and how can we spread the word about our approach and our philosophy to travel design to more people? So the IRS is really simple. It's for people who love planning their own travel and who are going to invest in excess of £50,000. So what we do is we simply say to them, hey, answer a few questions about the trip, your motivations, and what you're trying to get from it. Upload your working, as in the thing that you spend months planning on yourself using all sorts of websites, pay a fee, and then we'll get our team to give you an impartial second opinion on your diligent planning. What we're trying to do here is help people who are deluged in information, who love planning their own trip, and you just want to get a second opinion. And it is an impartial second opinion because we have no contractual obligations to any hotel group, airline, or anything. And so it's also a way for people who want to sample the Brown & Hudson approach in a more measured way based on their work.
All right. Well, we like, say, and by the way, for our listeners around the country, when you hear 50,000 pounds, just that's about 62,000 U.S. just for your own edification. Rudy, what do you want to add to this?
Well, you have something, Philip, about you call meta travel, which is travel beyond travel. What do you mean by that? And is that something that we will look forward to in the more people will look forward to in the future?
Yeah, it's a concept we developed a bunch of years ago before the other meta existed. And basically, each trip is designed to help you travel better. So in the first collection, we had a trip in Greece that helped you understand the concept of democracy in Greece.
And how do you do that? I'm sorry to interrupt. Did you bring in experts for lunches or to give small talks, or you have guides who particularly stress that?
On the democracy idea, it was speaking with students, speaking with academics, involving journalists and people on the street.
Okay.
And I guess it's reflecting our bias that often we get better outcomes from involving people who aren't actually in travel to deliver outcomes for our clients.
Yeah, I could say. And by the way, just so to provide some context here, I mean, you are talking for the meta collection. I mean, you know, Viking adventures in Iceland or a Wild West adventure through Utah's backcountry and so forth, just to give an idea. But, you know, we've got about 2 minutes with you right now, and I do want to turn our attention to 2024. So, in your opinion, you know, what are some of the trends in luxury travel that you're suggesting that travelers are looking for most? Give us an idea.
Well, we've seen more and more people interested in just simply playing. So we've developed a concept called the Playcation, and it's so that all generations can get involved in different forms of play together, whether it's adults or kids or other generations. And we've discovered that kids in the UK, at least, are being let out to play in their life 2 whole years later than the previous generation used to be. So they're missing out on everything that outdoor play involves, and that's based on solid research. That's one trend, people who want to play and be active. The other one is people who are eager to charter yachts have increasingly said, look, a yacht isn't enough. We want to do cool, amazing, adventurous stuff and fun stuff on land. So the yacht is not enough. So that's something else that we've discovered. We create incredible theatrical stories and treasure hunts on the land, so that during the day, they have incredible stories, and by night, they can return to their closing hotel.
Okay. Philippe, we're going to leave that there with you, because, listen, I love, by the way, you know, some of the terms you've brought to us today, the now list, Playcation. I think that's great. Also, the yacht is not enough. I want to give the folks your website. It's just brownandhudson.com, brownandhudson.com. Philippe, we love having you on the show. You're a creative guy, big thinker. You certainly have an excellent pulse on travel. Great to reconnect with you, and I hope you have a very Merry Christmas, okay?
Okay, thank you, guys.
Take care now. All right, folks, music says we're going to a commercial break, and after we come back, Joe Franco is up next. If you've ever watched her Netflix show or her many videos on YouTube, well, you are sure to enjoy the next 10 minutes of the show. That is coming your way after this 3-minute sponsors break.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.